Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the home of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier, afternoons 2 to 6. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston, a radio.com sports station.
But then someday people look at you.
Danielle, that's a band that performed several times on the old show.
Yes.
We should, when this is over.
Yeah.
Not only do I want to do the When This Is Over cruise on the trilogy, but I also I want to have some bands perform in the studio on this show.
On a sports station,
yes.
People are going to lose their minds.
I want to do that. When this is over. when
can you mix sports and music?
Yes, I think
you
can.
Is that possible to do?
I think you can.
Okay.
And when this is all over.
I can't wait to hear Slipknot.
And we are far behind. We should just do the dumbest of the day at 7, because when Wiggy starts talking, he doesn't stop, and then it's always 7 o'clock. Curtis, I am going to right now. I'm going to sign an executive order on this blank piece of paper that I have.
Oh,
can you come
God.
In and film this, Curtis?
Well, you got to get a WEI pin for this.
Yes,
I got one right here. Here you go.
All right, hold
you want
on.
That go. One?
Yeah.
Oh, that was good catch, bud.
Thank you.
It's a perfect throw, though.
I got great hands. They're tiny, but...
I'm shocked you have reflexes that quick still.
Oh, Curtis is not filming this for me. Oh, we can get it on the
video
stream.
He just ordered Stiz. How about this? A delegation of authority.
Would you snap at him?
Wow.
Stiz, can you come in?
How dare you.
Jeez. I am signing...
Tell
me when you're rolling. I am signing the first official executive order of the show today, which will move... Notice it's a blank piece of paper. Which will move Dumbest of the Day officially till 7 p.m.
Oh, wow.
7 p.m.?
I mean 7 a.m.
is the path forward.
Giving Wiggy a lot of time.
Come
on. I don't think Dale and Glenn are going to be happy about that.
Here's somebody who says, I love the show. 802 text. Is that Vermont?
I think so.
I love the show, but your music taste blows.
Oof.
Well, that's kind of a shot at Ken Laird.
Took my pen on that one.
You want me to sign an executive order about Ken Laird not being allowed to pick any of the rejoin music for the rest of the term of this presidency?
I just like
presidency?
For him to add a little a little hip hop around.
Well, you make requests every day, so yeah,
well,
I don't know.
Those requests never get heard.
Yes,
Wiggy, you got to funnel your request through the Twitch stream.
Oh, is that what I have to do?
I have a lot of
funnel it through Twitch
to satisfy.
Chat.
I mean, geez, Twitch and Wiggy and
somebody gave me props on Twitter yesterday for bringing up the Queen Latifah and iced tea.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it Mrs. Wiggins, or was no. it was
what,
you using
was the
a burner?
Text of the tweet?
Yeah, I saw that trending.
What'd you say? It wasn't trending. Curtis was just for my own personal failing. You know,
now he's at a loss for words.
You know, it was just a good job.
Okay.
Good job, Wiggy. Keeping that,
keeping it 100.
Well, letting these people know that there is other music out there besides Bruce Springsteen.
603 texter, love the show.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to have artists perform, I would love it. All right,
yay.
So there you go. Here's
the tweet from Rio Harland.
Oh, yeah, no, we believe you on the tweet.
Love the shout out.
gotta stop. We got it. We understand.
It's not always about Bruce and John Bon Jovi.
No, we got you. Okay. No, it's not. We got you. Thanks.
Can I have my pen back?
You want your pen back?
I mean, yeah. Yes.
Was that Rio underscore Harland, or was that just Rio Harland?
I don't know. It was just Rio Harland. Oh, good throw.
Yeah, it's like the first pitch I airmailed over the catcher's head at Fenway Park. Do you want Angry Greg, or do you want to get to the dumbest of the day?
Angry Ooh. Greg.
Angry Greg? Here is Angry Greg. Hello, Angry Greg.
Oh, angry cannot even begin to describe the words. Now we're being trolled by Steeler fans?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Dude, your starting quarterback is an alleged rapist. And you said you work with kids? Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
Can you sign an executive order?
Yeah.
There should be nobody associated with the Steelers allowed to work with kids.
I cannot sign an executive order banning Derek the Steelers fan. Scott from Weymouth has a lifetime ban. There's no, I cannot. I cannot. I will not. I'm not going to.
What about Big Ben's a friend.
No,
Brady's a system quarterback. Another bull.
Yep.
All right. Anyway, let me get to my emergency break glass plan. Number one, Bob Kraft, go back to Orchids of Asia and demand your two professional Asian masseuses give you your golden nuggets back.
Okay.
Step two, come back, call Houston, and ask for a trade. You trade Belichick, your best asset, for Deshaun Watson, and hire Josh McDaniels as your head coach.
Not happening. Thank you, Greg. Trade Belichick
for Deshaun
to Nick
Watson.
Casario
mm-hmm.
for Deshaun Watson.
Ooh, I kind of like that. It's an outside-the-box thought.
It is outside-the-box.
Casario needed the jaws of life to get out of Belichick's shadow. Now he's going to have him trade his best player for him?
Right, and Bill is going to go there and work for someone. Oh. Yes, that is going to happen.
Mr. Casario, can I draft this guy?
I can see that happening. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for the dumbest of the day.
It is currently Jesus Mary. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Good weekend.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, Curtis, we focused on nearly everything that happened in this country yesterday, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
Well, we have big issues in this country, and we need smart people to solve them. So in Oklahoma City, a state representative has filed a bill that would establish a hunting season for Bigfoot.
Ooh. Mm. Oh, you mean there wasn't a Bigfoot hunting season already in place?
Correct.
No, I don't think so. You went rogue.
Okay.
And it's interesting to note that this gentleman, Justin Humphrey, doesn't want anyone to actually kill Bigfoot.
Well, no, that ruins the tourism factor. Mm.
Correct.
Shoot him in the leg.
So let's hear this brilliant proposal from State Representative Justin Humphrey in Oklahoma.
This area is really well known for sightings and people who really believe that they have seen Bigfoot. We want to provide those people the opportunity to come southeastern Oklahoma. Nobody is wanting to kill Bigfoot. So we're going to definitely make sure that we have language in there.
Ken, Matt Light just jumped out of bed and booked himself a trip to Oklahoma.
In the tank.
But they can only use rubber bullets, though, so. And they got to call him by his government name, Sasquatch.
I kind of like it, though.
Yes.
That's a pretty good idea. Establish it would begin in November, I guess. And establish a hunting season so people aren't, injuring other people while they're just on a walk in the Bigfoot woods or whatever. And then,
this can't possibly go wrong.
So are you hunting Bigfoot or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course you are.
So what's the purpose of hunting him? Just to
you want to bring him in to prove that he's...
Okay. So trap him. So, all right. So we're not killing him.
I agree. You don't want to kill him.
Right,
you want to be able to... You want scientists to be able to study Sasquatch.
Okay. So we got to trap him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that the next white women in yoga pants social justice movement, Free Bigfoot?
Probably.
That's not code.
Free Bigfoot.
Free Bigfoot.
Hey, honestly, Jamal, Marcus, go look for Bigfoot.
7-Eleven.
It would probably be like Harambe.
Right.
Where if they did, there would be a giant hue and outcry if they did kill Bigfoot. Right.
Especially if Bigfoot drags your kid through the woods.
Justice for Bigfoot.
Like Harambe.
Hey, that kid shouldn't have been in that enclosure.
All right.
Awful, awful story.
All right, so there we have a proposal that there would be an official Bigfoot hunting season in Oklahoma. That is the dumbest of the day, and time for Ken to tell us what is trending.
Today at 12:30, Michael Irvin joins Dale, Keefe, and Fitz. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Discover the best winter ever in a brand new all-wheel drive 2021 Subaru. Details and find all the authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Our buddy Ben Volen, very busy on Zoom with Tampa Bay Buccaneers players yesterday. He asked every one of them what difference Brady has made coming to Tampa. So he got some praise, some Brady praise. Here's from Mike Evans.
I mean, he's the greatest player to ever play the game. I mean, that's how you add him on any roster. And I'm sure the outcome would be somewhat like this. He'll always get his teams to the playoffs. He's a winner. He's a natural born winner, leader, you know, all that. You know, at this point in his career, he's just playing chess. And, you know, we're definitely very happy that he's on our side.
Well, didn't Wiggy say earlier this season that Evans hates Brady?
Yep. Well, no. Listen, analyzed the footage of Brady dressing him down. And Evans staring ahead and not acknowledging that he was being spoken to. So,
and Wiggy said that he hated Brady.
Don't all players respect Bill Belichick? All guys that played for him, they don't always like him, but they respect him.
Sounded like a guy that liked him there. Wiggy.
It's water under the bridge. It's water under the bridge. Tom Brady has coached this team to the NFC Championship.
Yes,
Gronk thinks they're playing in the AFC Championship, but that's okay.
You can listen to Brady and the Bucks and Gronk, Rodgers and the Pack, 3:05 kickoff, 93.7 FM this Sunday. We'll have it for you, brought to you in part by the Massachusetts Paid Family and Medical Leave Program. Bubs Edelman, by the way, went on a competitor, pardon my take, with Barstool. Got the first interview with him. He did not he was asked whether he could dispel talk of his retirement. He said, quote, "We're not there yet," end quote, and discussed the offseason. He's working on a plan. He wants to get away and decompress for a little while longer. So not officially retired, I guess.
He's still going to play.
You think he will?
Yeah, he'll still play next year.
Okay. McDaniel's going to be sticking around, we think, because Houston said there were reports the Texans would not bring him in. Eagles chose Nick Sirianni. Huge deal for the Patriots, Greg, you think, to keep McDaniels around?
I mean, I think that there are people who would say, OC-wise, the guy he works well with Bill. He's good at what he does.
Right.
I feel like the reason that he's been unable to get a job this particular season, last year, whatever, is more about the owners being upset with the way he left the Colts at the altar. Don't you think there's still some kind of animosity there?
I think there's a bad reputation. Plus his time in Denver gives people pause. I mean, is he a good coach? Note the color of Sirianni's skin, Wiggy.
He's not
a black man.
He's from Greek descent, though.
Okay. So he qualifies Ben Orton.
Oh, yes.
He was Lithuanian at six. Now he's Greek.
Well, you know, you can be more than one, Curtis.
Big win for the Bruins down 2-0.
I know. We both are. We're both half Italian.
4-goal third period. Greg, where were you last night? You were walking on the Seaport sidewalk at one point, but you made it back to the game.
It's an evening stroll, Ken.
It's a walk run. I walk a little bit, then I run a little.
What time was it?
It was about five. It was dusk.
Oh, okay.
5 p.m.
Just making sure, you know.
Took a beautiful picture of the city of Boston, put it on my Instagram. And,
yeah, but the caption was like suicidal thoughts.
No,
or something.
Like, when is summer coming? Depressing. Like, I want summer to be here. I can't. I told you, I can't stand February. It's the worst month of the year. But then I sat myself down and watched that game last night, and that is a huge comeback for your Boston Bruins against a really good Flyers team. So
Stanika, Coyle, Richie, and Carlo, Wiggy. There's some secondary scoring for
you. As long as you don't break protocol for curfews, you're fine.
The curfew is 10 o'clock. I was fine. And that's over on Monday. Curfew's over on Monday.
But not in Boston, right? Or is it in Boston?
We haven't heard about Boston yet. So
we're still waiting on the data.
The labor secretary in charge of that still? Or is somebody else going to be deciding whether curfew goes away? What is the deal on that?
I feel like Boston's running much smoother without a mayor.
I thought we had a mayor, like an interim mayor.
But, I mean, what good is it? I mean, so the entire state, the whole rest of the state opens up on Monday. Mm-hmm. And we're all waiting to see if Martin J. Walsh will allow somebody to stay at a restaurant past 9:30 p.m. Yeah. I mean, can he give us an answer here?
It's a good move by Baker. He makes Walsh look bad on the exit.
Yeah.
He can't. He's in D.C., so he's busy right now, Marty.
Celtics-Philly tonight, 7:30. Sixers rematch with the C's. That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Texter is concerned that the studio needs to be hosed down after the KM small batch bacon commercial, and I can tell you. You know what I need?
What?
Just figured it out. I need a bacon button here in the studio, like the Diet Coke button that the president
love
had.
Love bacon.
Yes.
I left the... Are you a hard bacon guy or
no,
a soft bacon?
Soft bacon guy.
Yes, there
no,
you go.
No, I can't with you, I love it. That wobbly bacon nonsense.
Why would you guess that the incoming president of the United States wouldn't want the red Diet Coke button to be there anymore? Why did they
remove
that?
Maybe he's not a Diet Coke guy.
Yeah, he might not be a Diet Coke guy.
Okay, but it doesn't have to be Diet Coke. It could be anything. I mean,
well, maybe he's not the kind of guy that summons them with a push of the button to get that thing on a silver platter.
Great answer, Daniel.
Biden hits a button and a woman comes in so he can smell her hair.
Another terrible one-liner from Curtis.
Danielle, if you could press a button like the former president did,
yep.
And a butler would come in with something on a silver platter.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of the former president, it was a Diet Coke.
Yes.
The best soda ever in the history of sodas, Diet Coke. What would your choice be?
I guess it's not going to be very exotic. I think it would probably be seltzer because I drink so much of it and go to the fridge so many times for it every day.
Yeah. Mm.
Or it would be like a bowl of mixed snacks.
Wow.
I like to make a little mixed snack bowl.
What, do you sit at a bar?
Yeah, it's not like that kind of snack mix, but I'll do like a little, if I'm watching TV, I throw like a little bit of beef jerky in there, maybe some Flamin' Hot Smart Food, maybe some little chewy candies.
Wow.
I like to mix up the texture.
What would yours be, Wiggy?
If it was soda, it would be a cream soda.
Really?
Oh, yes. Love me some cream soda.
Soda.
Cream soda. A&W, you ever tried their cream soda? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I gave up soda many years ago.
I don't drink much soda, but if it was, I do. I love the good cream soda with the vanilla in it.
Mine would be Tanqueray and tonic.
What about a hard-boiled egg? A nice hard-boiled egg brought right to you.
Oh,
that is awesome.
They stink. I think people who eat like hard-boiled eggs...
Gross.
They stink up the whole place.
An egg with a beer? Perfect.
Tanqueray used to bring those into the old studio, and it would reek.
That or a Philly.
Hmm.
Ken, trivia question for you. Who is the drummer on that Frida song?
Don't know. Stump me on that one.
I believe it's Phil Collins.
Is that right?
That came from a texter, but I think it's Phil Collins. I believe it's Phil Collins. Who just got his mansion back in Florida from his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he finally showered.
Yeah.
got a chance to shower, though.
I think I should. We need to install a button in here. We press it. And then you get bacon and an iced coffee. That's
you already have that button. It goes right to Stiz.
It's called Stiz, right.
It's called Stiz coffee.
Stiz, bring me in some bacon.
Yo, Stiz, drive me a nice coffee up here real quick.
Drive to Providence. Get me some mint school.
Well, everyone thinks that this is very ominous right here. See this? This is a very ominous looking because of the red button.
What does that get you when
you
press the red
button?
Well,
it gets you a Coke or gets you a Pepsi.
Oh, wow. Or a Pepsi. Brand placement right there. Look at that one. I don't want to offend anybody. Amazing. I get you a tab.
I can't believe they removed that thing.
That's pretty cool to have
a
button.
They probably dragged the head of White House maintenance in there. They said, remove the button, and then you're fired. Biden has fired more people in the last 24 hours, Ken, than the country has lost jobs overall.
It's a change of.
They never let people go during a change of administration. That's not historical. That never happens every four years or 8 years.
What about the 11,000 union workers who were going to be building the Keystone Pipeline? They're out of a job now. Yeah,
well, it was rough to see the National Guard sleeping in the parking lot.
Yeah, that was horrible.
God. How did that happen, by the way?
I don't know. Whose fault is that?
Somebody complained about them.
Oh, really? And I believe marooned them there?
I think that's what happened. We could get to that during the news. Also during the news, where does the state of Massachusetts rank when it comes to thirstiest states post-pandemic? And we don't mean thirsty in the Diet Coke way.
Right.
We mean horny.
Yeah. Thanks for explaining that one to me, Greg. I didn't know what thirsty meant.
I know you're not down with the lingo.
Yeah, I had no clue.
He's putting up a thirst trap later on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Thirst trap's a classic.
All right. We have a new executive order on this program, which has created the WEEI pen game of the day. And do we have an intro for this yet or no?
No, we don't.
We don't. Okay.
All right. Okay, that's fine.
So Curtis came up with this game. Right now, you should call 617-779-7937. That is 617-779-7937. Call right now, and you can play.
Stands on the CW.
Call the show immediately, 617-779-7937, and you can play and perhaps walk away with an ink-filled, logoed WEEI pen. And we have a surplus of pens around this place.
What if we gave also one strip of delicious cam bacon?
We could do that.
Who can eat a single strip of bacon? That's torturous.
Yeah, that's you can't.
Well, we
do
could
that.
Wrap the pen like a pick in a blanket.
We could do that. Mm-hmm. We'll hit the bacon button and then we'll get Stiz to deliver the bacon. All right, but you got to call now, Curtis. You got to call. Yes. You have to call right now, 617-779-7937 if you'd like to play. And Curtis, the game that you came up with today in honor of the new administration is what?
Is it a Red Sox player or a member of Joe Biden's cabinet?
Oh, okay. Excellent.
All right. I think there may be some unfamiliarity with both rosters currently. All right. Looks like it's Eric who's up first this morning. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Greg.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Where are you from?
I'm from Gorham, Maine.
Maine, my adopted home continent of Maine. All right.
Wrong with Maine.
All right. So you have to determine whether it is a Red Sox player or a new Biden cabinet member. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Curtis, go ahead.
Nick Pivetta.
Nick Pivetta. You know, it sounds like it could be a Red Sox player. I'm going to go Red Sox player.
Wow, nailed it. Nailed it. You have won a WEEI logoed, ink-filled pen. We will mail it to you. Hello, Alex.
Hey, Greg. What's going on, guy?
Hey, guy. Where are you from, Alex?
Shrewsbury.
Oh, very nice. Shrewsbury.
Yeah, boot. Bougie.
All right. Is it a Red Sox player or is it a Biden cabinet member? Here you go.
Miguel Cardona.
Oh, definitely Sox, kid.
Sorry.
Oh,
sorry. That is
the Secretary of Education.
All right.
Sorry about that. All right. Have a great weekend. Here is Lou. Hello, Lou.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up, Lou? Lou, where are you from?
Framingham.
Swansea, Mass.
All right, Swansea, Mass.
By the way, Swansea was always how I knew when I was young that I wasn't having school canceled during a snowstorm. Because back in the day when you had to watch the names of the towns go by, if you hit Swansea, you knew Swampscott was done.
You knew you were screwed.
Yeah. Originally from Rhode Island, but moved to Swansea.
All right. How do you like it here in Massachusetts so far? Are you thinking maybe Florida next? All right, here you go. Red Sox player or new cabinet member, Curtis?
Eduardo Bazzardo.
Stop. That's not real.
Eduardo Bazzardo. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Well, just because the last name kind of references Bazaar, I'm definitely going with cabinet member.
Come on, that's an up-and-coming righty.
Is that who that is?
I totally take back what I said yesterday about people not being in on the Red Sox.
that was an imaginary friend right there.
This is John. Hello, John.
Hi, how you doing?
What's going on, John?
I just want to win a pen.
John, are you Curtis's lead this morning was that if you're a Patriots fan, you must root for Tom Brady this weekend. Have you reached that point where you've recovered grief-wise and you're willing to root for Tom Brady?
Yeah, I think Wiggy put it best. You know, yeah, your mother's boyfriend's a nice guy, and, you know.
She's happy.
You just got to let it be.
Right. Yeah. You look at your mom. She's happy post-divorce with the new boyfriend, right. So you're happy for her.
Even though her and his kids are enjoying the Bahamas and you're stuck
fine.
At home.
That's fine. You're happy for her. You're happy for her. All right. Red Sox player or cabinet member?
Lloyd Austin.
Lloyd Austin.
Wow. Red Sox player.
Sorry.
Jeez.
That is the Secretary of Defense.
Secretary of Defense.
Hmm.
Lloyd Austin.
Lloyd.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like the butler you should have. Lloyd, bring me my Diet Coke.
Hello, Ed.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Ed?
Not much. How are you?
Where are you from?
I'm from Maine.
Love it. All right.
Love it.
What part of Maine?
Southern.
Okay.
I don't know if you heard, that's Greg's adopted state.
My adopted home continent.
I have heard.
Yes.
Scarborough, Maine. Hello.
It's just, we got about, I don't know, we got probably got 100 days or so till we can get cinnamon buns in Ocean Park.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
All right. Red Sox player or cabinet member? Here's your name.
Brian Mata.
I'm going to go with Red Sox player.
Nailed it.
Ooh, nailed it.
Good job.
What position does Brian play? Would he like to play?
He's a pitcher.
Pitcher?
Yep.
Oh.
Good prospect.
That's what you could say about everybody on this roster this season.
Good prospect.
Good prospect. Hello, Al.
How's it going?
Al, wait a minute. I think you might be okay. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, how's it going?
Excellent. Al, Red Sox player or cabinet member, here's your name.
Janet Yellen. No, I'm just kidding.
man, I was excited.
Ron Klain.
Ron, easy peasy. I got Ron Klain's rookie card. I even used to play catch with Ron Klain. That's definitely a Biden cabinet member.
You got it.
You got it right. You have won an ink-filled WEEI pen. You have one more, Curtis?
Yeah, we'll do one more.
All right, this game's turning out pretty good.
Thank you.
We got to come up with one for Monday. That's the problem. Need to work all weekend on that. But you are listening to the WEEI pen game of the day. This is Tom. Tom, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Excellent. Where are you from, Tom?
Cumberland, Rhode Island.
Excellent. All right. Thank you for calling. Thank you for playing. And you have to determine Red Sox player or cabinet member.
Monty Walsh.
Okay.
You just ruined my joke. No, I'm just kidding. Here we go. Last one. Hessian Rosario.
Oh, jeez. Red Sox player.
All right.
Oh, nailed it.
Ended with a bang.
Nailed it.
Job.
Good are there job. Any who are both?
Yes, Kamala.
Hey, leave Kamala alone. She's our next president.
All right. Curtis, nice job with the game.
Thank you.
And nice job when it comes to the cabinet picks by our incoming president.
Yep.
In the name of unity, I would suggest that he's done a fine job
he's
with his cabinet.
He's done a great job. What's the guy's name? Holly O'Balio?
When is the mayor officially resigning, though?
I think he has to be confirmed first.
Okay.
Before he would resign. So, like, they haven't finished the confirmation hearings yet.
Do you think the million-plus dollars that the city paid or his campaign paid to to his girlfriend's consulting firm will come up during the confirmation hearings? Probably not.
You're making things up now. There's no tax increase.
Only on Fox. It'll come up on Fox, but not CNN.
Right.
Nothing illegal about that. What's not?
Huh?
Not illegal.
Well, what is it?
It's frowned upon.
Bad look, I guess.
It's bad optics.
It's frowned upon. Listen, if the guy could just step, now that the governor has decided it is A-okay to open up the state, which was my lead this morning at the start of the program at 6, if you missed it. Interesting timing when it comes to the governor announcing that we are free to move about the country or to move about the state. I would like the mayor to step up and say the same thing, because there are people who own businesses who would like to be able to maximize the amount of revenue that they can get in.
Although our friend Jen Royal was quoted by the Globe as saying this has no impact on restaurants, the curfew past 9:30, at least for hers, I guess. Because it's still a capacity issue, I guess.
Well, they're keeping. So what the governor did yesterday was he said your restaurant can stay open till
2 a.m.
till 2 a.m.
Right,
but you still have to be at 25% capacity. Now there are a lot of places that will be helped by that because they can get a second and a third seating in.
Right.
And the first $1,000 you make each night goes directly to Karen Spilka.
Wiggy hates Venmo. when you mention her.
Oh, that's for a rowdy, right? The Q4.
So but close. I mean, I Ken has yet to. We're nearly an hour and 40 minutes into the program, and he's yet to explain why it was okay for the governor to ease those restrictions yesterday, when we are in a worse condition than we were on November 2nd, the day before the election, when he instituted the curfew.
Well, I will adopt Angry Principal Dave's explanation that we're through the holidays. I like that. That's a good one.
Okay.
We're past the holidays. Now it's time to open
up. No holidays in January.
I mean, should I share the data again? I mean, I know I shared it at 6, but I worked very hard on this data.
I like it. Yeah, this is impressive.
Okay. So on November 2nd, the day before the election, Ebenezer Economy Killer, our governor, instituted the curfew. And at that point, the state had a 7-day average of 1,218 cases. On Tuesday of this week, the state had a 7-day average of 3,017 cases. Aren't we? Ken just put his mask on. Look how paranoid he is in there. Curtis, aren't we in a worse, isn't our condition worse right now than it was on November 2nd when curfew was issued?
2 weeks later.
It would appear that way, and all Charlie, the most miserable man in America, has said is that he's a slave to the data.
Slave to the data?
Mm-hmm.
On November 2nd, the 7-day average for hospitalizations in the Commonwealth was 432. On Tuesday, it was 2,209.
This thing's for real.
I can't figure out what happened between November 2nd and yesterday that changed.
He got this uptick in cases.
I don't understand what happened.
He got a text message from one of his buddies.
There's a lot of what for.
I got a text message the other day from a friend of mine.
All right. Let's see.
Well, at least you can stay out past 10 o'clock now. Are you kids out there?
Yeah, not in Boston.
Uh-oh. You're right.
Oh, dear.
Not in Boston. You cannot stay out past 10 o'clock in Boston.
Oh, that's right.
At least live through the news.
Yeah, I will. I'll be fine. Speaking of the news, we'll get to that coming up next with Danielle.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI. It's time for the news.
You're making things up now. There's no tax increase right now. You just made something up.
With your host.
Here is Hilaria Baldwin.
It's Hilaria, actually.
Oh, hi.
Danielle Murr.
Wowgirls.com.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
The Big D.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Danielle, I love you.
Two Northeast Men's Health offices you can visit to get your tea or other things up. There's one in Dedham next to Legacy Place and the other in Salem, New Hampshire. And you can learn more when you go online at northeastmenshealth.com.
President Joe Biden is begging you, the American people, to wear your mask for his first 100 days in office. He signed quite a few executive orders yesterday detailing new response protocols to the coronavirus pandemic. And here is President Biden on the mask situation.
While we increase vaccinations, we're going to take steps necessary now to slow the spread of the disease as well. One of our 100-day challenges is asking the American people to mask up for the first 100 days, the next 99 days. The mask have become a partisan issue, unfortunately. But it's a patriotic act. But for a few months to wear a mask, no vaccines, the fact is that they're the single best thing we can do. They're even more important than the vaccines because they take time to work. And if we do this as Americans, the experts say by wearing a mask from now until April, we'd save more than 50,000 lives wow. going forward.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I think most people are wearing the mask at this point, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, are there still people that are resisting?
Well, it's not
yes,
about...
they're all over Facebook with photos of them without masks on to show how they don't need to wear them.
Right, but it's not about people that are resisting not wearing masks, because there's probably those people out there. It's how many businesses allow you to go in without a mask on. That's the thing.
I never see any that do.
Right,
I mean,
I think everybody's still wearing their mask when they're going into these businesses, but if they're out and about, maybe they're not wearing them.
Yeah, so, all right, and a whopping 10%... increase when it comes to vaccinations. That's about what it is per day. And they're, you know how they're able to do that? They're doing the mail-in vaccinations. Did you hear that? Did you hear about that,
Kat? Does that work? Can you do that? I fear user error in that situation. Ugh. Well, all speaking of vaccinations, yes. The president was asked during a press conference by Zeke Miller from the Associated Press about the vaccine 100 million doses promise. He got a little snappy.
Mr. President, you said you set the goal at 100 million vaccines.
Thank you, guys.
Is that high enough? Shouldn't you set the bar higher? That's basically where the U.S. is right now.
When I announced it, you all said it's not possible. Come on, give me a break, man.
Come on, you guys.
It's a good start. 100 million. Thank you.
Give me a break. Give me a break, man. Didn't expect the press was going to ask him any difficult questions over the next 4 years.
He thought it was all about unity and love.
Yeah. He's like, Saki, get in there and talk to them. So we've been debating, of course, all morning, you know, why are things being rolled back? Why is the rollback being eliminated? Mm-hmm. It's a very interesting timing.
Right.
I think some people are very skeptical of it. But the governor yesterday, at his visit to Gillette Stadium, where they're doing a vaccination program for first responders and others, said that people were very cautious during the holidays.
It does appear to us that people were really careful and cautious through that whole Christmas and New Year's period. First time we've seen any drop in those numbers for quite a while. We hope to see those trends continue moving forward. And if they do, we'll be back to talk about lifting some of the restrictions that are currently in place as soon as it makes sense to do so, so that people can get back to work and back to normal over the coming months.
Lift them, baby. We need some lift, Wiggy.
That's it.
We need summer. We need spring.
But it's only...
We need the When This Is Over cruise on the trilogy.
Right. Yep.
But it's only in Massachusetts, so you got to go like Worcester and places like you can't go to Boston.
No, not Boston yet, but we'll get there.
Yes. Now, since they were at Gillette, Robert Kraft talked about looking forward to having fans at Gillette Stadium in the coming seasons.
After the year we have had, these vaccinations provide a light and give hope for a brighter future. As much as we love hosting these vaccinations, what we're looking for most is to return to normal and host our Patriot and Revolution fans in person this coming season, right out here. So we'll keep our fingers crossed on that, but we believe we have a real shot at doing that.
Bob, what happened with Brady there, Chief? Who's going to want to be at Gillette if Cam Newton is still your quarterback?
I would guess that you'd be able to be at Gillette Stadium full capacity by September, right?
I would think
so.
You
would hope at this point.
But it's still...
What are we putting on the table? I will bet whatever you say that it's not full capacity in September.
No, I don't think it will be.
Why isn't it? By that, you said April, everybody will be able to walk in.
You can get your vaccine in Massachusetts by April.
Okay, so didn't the governor say we can get back to being normal
when there was a vaccine available? Yeah.
So
yeah, you would hope.
So what's
you would hope?
What's if we have it in April? Then what is the problem?
Wiggy, what have they said that actually came to fruition on the day they said it would?
We're coming up on a year, though. I mean, we're a month and a half essentially, or 2 months, I guess, away from a year.
Yeah, a year ago we were told 15 days to slow the spread
by a different administration.
But they also tell us that the vaccine is the way to go. So if it's available for people, then the only ones that might be at risk are the people who decide not to get it.
Yeah, and people that go to the Lincoln Memorial when the Bidens are there.
Wow. That question was asked yesterday. Ken didn't really enjoy that. But the Biden family was maskless on federal property, which is a violation.
How are you going to do that?
It's a bad look. I agree with
you. It's a violation of the new regulation. Why weren't they
one day in, already a bad look.
Why weren't they wearing their masks?
It's a mistake.
Yeah.
Goodness me. Now, people have been saying that men and women across the country have been very thirsty because of the pandemic. They're looking for the sex.
Yes, yes, they are. Yes.
And there's a website, pinkcherry.ca.
Okay.
They sell sex toys. They're based in Canada. And they poured over a lot of data. So Ken will be happy about this reporting because he loves data.
He loves the science.
Loves the
data. Ken understands the science. None of us on the other side do. But okay, yes.
So they looked at what people were searching for when it came to I need sex, I want sex, things like that.
Okay.
And they found that Michigan was the clear top winner, far and above everybody else who was looking for sex the most.
Okay, so that's the thirstiest state.
Thirstiest state is Michigan. Okay.
How about Massachusetts?
Massachusetts, they didn't put, I wasn't able to find a number for it because they released like a map that kind of color graded it. Yeah. But according to what I can translate from the map, it looks like Massachusetts is like in the, I don't know, probably somewhere between 50 and, excuse me, not 50 and 75, I'm thinking of 100, like probably like 35 and 45 for ranking.
Mass is way down.
Pretty
there.
Low. Yeah. Pretty low.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
that many thirsty people out here.
I guess not. Or they're just not using Google. They're going on apps and just getting the actual sex, which is entirely possible. Now, I have a question for you, Greg. I know you don't make it up to Lawrence very often, but have you been to the Illegal Basement nightclub up there?
No, I haven't.
Law Town.
It sounds like.
Were you up there, Wiggy?
I cannot confirm. Well,
you, party boat, yep. Okay. So about 100 people attended this nightclub party broken up by police early Monday morning. They got some reports. There were some noise complaints, so they went over to check it out. It was on Foster Street in Lawrence about 2 o'clock Monday morning. Initially, police, when they got there, said that they didn't find any noise issues. 20 minutes later, a second report of noise was made. Cops went back. They noticed people walking into an alley. Then they heard people talking. And then once they got into the multifamily home, they found a smoke-filled room with about 20 tables set up with hookahs and ice buckets Ooh. Filled with booze bottles. It was a bottle party. They had a fog machine inside, which I think that's bad for the droplets.
Savages. They went all in.
Yeah. And they had propane heaters going, so the fire department had to go. But this is the police chief in Lawrence.
You wouldn't be able to tell looking at it from the outside. That's the whole point, you know. They basically just set up the basement like an elaborate club. You know, the whole bar set up like alcohol, and I think they took out 12 or so or more hookahs in there. And this could be one of those super spreaders, you know, the type of situations that you hear about. So absolutely inappropriate, irresponsible, and stupid.
Get that hookah, man.
Has the guy been to, anybody been to Southie on Monday through Sunday? That goes on at every place
every
in Southie.
Place.
Every talk about Law Town, though.
Every place in Southie. Danielle was able to, because she's a journalist.
I don't know if that can be public info.
Why not?
Part of the tech, because that was told to me as an aside. I don't want to say that without getting the okay from the person that gave me that info. That was a text chain info only.
Okay. She had some details on that. You know the North Andover guy who called the show the other day who got the $3,900 fine for having the New Year's Eve party?
Mm-hmm. Let's just say it was an official party.
She had some details on what the guy had at the party. Maybe he'll call. I think he called at this time the other day, so he's probably listening.
He had heaters like they did.
No. He had some pretty interesting things at his party. So maybe he'll call back again. Okay.
He's going to call. He's going to be like Schefter and say it wasn't a party. It was a gathering. Now, speaking of parties and secret parties, police in Los Angeles have been finding the need to shut down a bunch of secret stripper parties where people, of course, are not following social distancing guidelines, because why would you at a stripper party? They recently busted one at a flower shop, which I thought was very interesting. But immediately my mind goes to the movie The Town.
Yes.
And I'm thinking of like Fergie in the back, like clipping thorns off a rose with a stripper next to him, just like completely ignoring the stripper and shaking down Ben Affleck for money. This was in Bellflower in L.A. The stripper party was happening inside. They sent a police task force. They broke the party up. This is the one of the police captains, Ed Wells in L.A.
Inside the flower shop, there were in excess of 50 partygoers, most of whom were not wearing masks, all of which were arrested and issued a promise to appear.
Okay.
I mean, that's the way to do it.
That's pretty.
Do it in a business that they wouldn't suspect.
Right. And who's gonna expect that? You know, and the floor spilled back of the club. They're stripping back there with the flowers.
At least it's a pretty scene. Now, there is an irrational fear in the news this morning, Greg, and I want to give you a warning about it ahead of time, because where a similar situation like this happened to you with your shack in Maine,
yes.
We believe.
Yes.
If you listen to the old show, you know the story. There's an Australian mom that discovered a man living in her attic. She came home from her kid's doctor's appointment, and she noticed that someone had broken into her house, but she only knew, like, half the story. So Monica Green came home, noticed the back door was wide open and the TV was on, and there was a half-eaten plate of chicken nuggets on the counter. So, of course, she called police thinking that, like, someone had broken in. However, she went to do a search of her house and checked the attic, and she's like, wow, just kind of like George Bluth in Arrested Development, someone's been living up here for a while.
Oh, terrifying.
And at the time, like, there were a few things that happened in the house that she didn't pay much attention to over the prior couple of months, like, oh, weird noises or things being moved, and she didn't really pay attention to it. But then she's like, wait a minute. Hold on a second. That's why the food was missing. Here is Monica.
I felt like it was something out of a horror film. Why was he in the roof? What was his intentions towards us? Was he here to harm us? Was he here to steal one of my kids? I'm meant to be the one who protects them, and I feel like I failed.
This happened to you in Maine?
Yes. There was my daughter Julia went up to the shack in Ocean Park with her friends, and they went to sleep, and then when they woke up, they looked in one of the bedrooms, mm-hmm. and the bed had been slept in, and it was left unmade.
Right.
It's Goldilocks.
There was apparently some sort of, what would you call the individual?
A bum?
Homeless
person?
I don't know. I don't know if you can use the word bum or not. I think that's probably a
drifter.
A drifter or a grifter, mm-hmm. Who had been making that his or her home. During the off season,
do you not have like an alarm?
Can't figure out how to hook that up.
Well, like an alarm system.
Now, yes, I do. I have an elaborate security system
and dogs and firearms.
Yes, I don't think it has to be elaborate.
Yeah, if you open, no, I have to say that now because you're saying you're making that a prime place for people to. I mean, give me a break, Wiggy. Yes, if you open the door, there's a rifle that goes off. So do not go there.
Wait a minute. Can we remind you of that when you go up to open the main house for the season? Because I fear there's going to be some kind of accident. Like, he forgot the rifle was mounted at the door.
It was a squatter. That's what they call it.
Yes.
Squatter.
It was Stiz Grimy, actually.
Oh, no. Stiz has a squatty potty.
We got to take a break, but there's more news that we got to get to, including some breaking Army Hammer is a cannibal news, Danielle.
Yes.
And also, we should probably discuss the potato terror in Wayland. So we'll get to all of that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.